Across the country, many college administrators are breathing a sigh of relief today. Admissions officers have been waiting for a clear ruling providing guidance on whether their school's diversity programs violate the Constitution. Yesterday's ruling by the High Court provided a roadmap of sorts, establishing that diversity on campus is a compelling government interest, but warning against anything that resembles the University of Michigan's point-based undergraduate admission system. Dr. Jerry Lucido knows well the dilemma that admissions officers are facing. He's the Vice Provost and Director of Undergraduate Admissions at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He says his school considered but ultimately rejected the point-based system.
I think because we've had a long history here of doing individual evaluation using a variety of factors, and we felt quite comfortable with our ability to use those many factors in a non-formulaic way. I think there are other campuses who might have, had the same intent, but felt that given their resources and their ability to do evaluations with a great number of applications that they needed to do a perhaps more quantitative analysis.
So what do you use instead?
Well, we do a comprehensive review. We look at many, many factors, academic as well as personal, including the quality and depth of the academic program students bring to us, academic performance, including grades and rank, and, of course, standardized tests. But we also look at things like school and community involvement, essays, recommendations from teachers and counselors, special talent, and then this important area called personal background, where we look at a variety of factors that might be considered diversity. Those include race, they include first-generation college students, students who come from economic or educational disadvantage, or students who present unusual circumstances. So there's a variety of things that we look at. Our staff does not have a formula. They can choose who they think best would contribute to the university and best benefit from it.
The student population at your institution, does it reflect the population in the state overall?
No, it does not. Our ethnic minority population in our state is higher than the population that exists on our campus, and it's higher than the population of students in our state who aspire to a four-year college education. So there's a lot of work yet to do to level the playing field.
Bakke is the prevailing law on affirmative action, or was until yesterday's ruling, and it actually had created a lot of confusion because it held that race could be but one plus factor among many, but it never spelled out exactly what that meant. Has that been a struggle for you as an admissions officer, trying to figure that out, exactly how you create a plus factor?
I think it's been a struggle for all of us, and it's been an evolving understanding, perhaps, of what that ruling means and how our society has developed over time since that ruling. I think what the majority opinion did, even though I'm not an attorney, what it seems to me they did was help us to clarify the meaning of Bakke.
So does this give you a bit more clarity?
I think it really does. I think it says that we can use race along with other diversity factors, among those I mentioned to you, first-generation college students, for example, in a process where we clearly make individual decisions, where we don't have formulas or numeric kinds of evaluation points that are attached, which would then take it out of the individual context, and that we use race as one factor in a flexible way that is sort of non-mechanical. And if, as long as we do that, there's no provision, apparently, constitutionally, that would suggest we shouldn't do so.
Will you be reevaluating your admissions process, making any changes in accordance with the ruling yesterday?
Well, we at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, are fortunate in that the process that we have and have had for some time, both here in the undergraduate program and at the law school and elsewhere, really meets the test of the majority opinion. What we do see in it is that there may require some periodic review, that our use of race is continually important in meeting our diversity goal. The opinion mentioned a sunset clause, mentioned something like 25 years from now, there's the hope that we don't need race. I think all of us would agree that that is the promised land, so to speak.
Mr. Lucido, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome.
Jerry Lucido is Vice Provost and Director of Undergraduate Admissions at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.